Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. Tikra she'enala ma'azeva. If you have a roof, and the roof is comprised of a bunch of beams, let's say you got these 2x4 beams, and there's no ma'azeva, there's no tar that was smeared over the beams. So all you have is just these raw beams, the roof is not finished. And now you want to go ahead and use it as a sukkah. So we already learned earlier, right, that the case can't be a case of 4 tfachim, because if the beams were 4 tfachim, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda held that they were invalid for schach. And less than 3 tfachim, if their width was less than 3 tfachim, everyone agreed that it was valid for schach. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir was between 3 and 4. What do we consider that, right? So what's the case over here? So over here, the case is like this. Shekhan, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, okay, he's going to hold that this roof is puzzles invalid. You know, even if it's between 3 and 4 tfachim, right, it doesn't really matter what it's going to be, even if it was less than 3. The measurement's not going to make a difference over here as it did in the previous Mishnah, because over here, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's puzzle, it's invalid, is because of the concept of tasa v'lomena asoy, right? It has to be tasa, made, not v'lomena asoy, not from the made already, meaning these boards weren't put on for the name or the intention of sukkah. It was put to build a house. So even Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree, you know, even if the boards were between 3 and 4 tfachim, where he said it's permitted to use these kind of boards, if the width was between 3 and 4 tfachim, even he's going to say that's no good over here, because he had the wrong intention in mind. Okay? So here we go. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, and he's going to say that there's a machlokas between Beishamai and Beishilal. Beishamai, how do you make this invalid sukkah kosher now? So the machlokas, according to Yehuda, between Beishamai and Beishilal is going to be, how do we make this invalid sukkah that was built with beams, regardless of their size, provided, of course, they're within a size that could become kosher? For example, according to Yehuda, between 3 and 4 tfachim, right? The reason why they're invalid is because it was made for a house. You had the wrong intention in mind. How do you go ahead and make it kosher now? So Yehuda says that Beishamai will say, Beishamai omem mifakfake, you should break apart the beams and shake them out of their places. V'notel achas mi bintayim, and then also take v'notel neser, take one beam out from between every 2 beams, and then place in its place kosher schach. So this way, according to Beishamai, right? Beishamai holds you have to have 2 things. First of all, you got to shake it all up. Why are you shaking it all up? Because when you shake it, it's as if you're recreating it. And when you're recreating it, you don't have the problem of tas of lomina also anymore, because now you're creating it anew now. And in addition to that, right, you also have to put a piece of kosher schach in between every invalid schach in order to make it kosher. Meaning, the shaking up of the beams will solve the problem of tas of lomina also to make it anew. But you still also have a problem that it still looks like a roof. It still has that roof name of it. So therefore, you should also remove every other beam and put kosher schach in between. And that's how you make this kosher, this sukkah kosher, according to Beishamai. Ubeisil om, Beisil say, mifakvik, oh no, till achas mivintayim. You don't have to do both, do one or the other. Meaning, you don't have to do both things to shake it all up and remove every other beam and replace it with kosher schach. Rather, it's enough if you either break it all up and then put it all back, so you're doing it for the name of sukkah, and it's starting anew, so it's tase, it's built, it's not mina asoi. Or what you could do is just remove every other board, okay? You don't have to shake anything up. Just remove every other board, put kosher schach in its place, and according to Beis Hillel, that would be okay, because because he holds that rak lasos maisa kedil kaim tasa mina asoi v'osa maisa moel gam. Yeah, he says that would be enough. So according to Beis Hillel, you do either or. Either you shake it up, and then just put the beams back, and then you have tasa, it's built, it's not mina asoy, and the name of the roof is also gone, you have it for the name of schach, or just remove every other one, put kosher schach there, and that would suffice. Reb Meir says, so that this was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in Beishamai and Beis Hillel. Reb Meir says, Notal achas mi bintayim. So according to Reb Meir, Beishamai and Beis Hillel don't argue in this. Not like Reb Yehuda that says it's machlokas. According to Reb Meir, Beishamai and Beis Hillel do not argue in this. Rather, they both agree that you have to remove one beam from between every other beam and then put kosher schach in its place. Ve'eino mefakvek, and you don't have to do any pikpuk, any shaking up, right? A claimer should pikpuk levad afal das Beis Hillel in a moal, because he's going to say that shaking it up, even according to Beis Hillel, if that's the only thing you're doing, it won't work. You have to remove one from every other beam in order to nullify the name of the roof. And then v'kivan shayidekach far kayim, and since you did that, now you establish the tasev lemana. Also, you're making it anew now by taking away every other beam. So you don't have to do pikpuk. You don't have to shake everything up. Rather, just, you know, put kosher schach there and you'd be okay. And Rameir goes according to his opinion that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that emesachem hasara mishum gzeres, she'emesachem hasara mishum gzeres tikra. The reason why we don't use boards in general is because lest you come and, you know, build an actual house with it, and then your sukkah won't be good. But otherwise, in this case, going to a mayor, he's going to say that you just remove one beam from every other beam, replace it with kosher schach, and that would be good enough. And you don't have to do pikbuk, you have to shake up the whole entire roof of beams in order to make it kosher. And that's how a mayor is going to learn, Rabbi Shammai and Basel, they both agree, and this is what the opinion would be. Mishnah Ches, Hamakara Sukaso Bishpudin, if a person takes Shepudin, Shepudin is metal spits. And he puts it, v'dosin aleim esaschach, so he puts it on the roof of his sukkah, and then on top of that, he rests his schach. O ba'aruchos hamita, or he takes, o hamikra b'motos, he takes like the posts or the legs of a bed, okay, and he puts it on top of his sukkah, let's see over here. Yeah, the aruchos hamita are really the two long sideboards of a bed. So he puts it on top of his sukkah. So both these items are invalid for schach, the shpudin, the spits, because they're metal, they don't grow from the ground, so they're invalid. And the bedposts, even though they're made out of wood, they grow from the ground, but we look at it as an actual bed. And a bed is considered a utensil which is susceptible to tumah, it's mekabel tumah. Therefore, you can't use it as schach. Okay? So in both these cases, when you put the spits on your sukkah, then you put schach on top of it, or you put these, you know, side bedboards on top of your sukkah, it's invalid. Now, im yesh revach b'neim, but if there's a space between each spit or between each bedboard, kimosan, like the same measurement of the spit or of the bedboard, so it's equal, you know, the space in between each board or in between each spit is equal to the actual size of the spit or the board, and then you filled it up with schach kosher, with kosher schach in between it, then ksher, the sukkah actually would be kosher. But they explain over here that what we really mean is that the space in between each bedboard, when I say bedboard, I mean the board that goes along the length of the bed on the two sides, right? Or these metal spits. So the space in between them is not really exactly even. Because if it's exactly even, then when you put your schach down, you're going to have a perfect even amount of kosher schach to non-kosher schach. And that wouldn't make your sukkah kosher. Rather, what it means is that you have a little bit more space than the actual size of these boards or of these metal spits. And now when I put the kosher schach inside, I'll have more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, and that would make it kosher. So that's an interesting point to point out, and to see that you have to have majority kosher schach. Last case, hachotit begadish lasos po sukkah. A person has a heap of straw, and it's this huge mountain. And he takes a shovel and starts digging and digging and digging into the heap until he makes like this little tunnel. He says, hey, look, it's great. I've got walls on either side and I've got straw on top of me. Straw is a perfect example of kosher schach. It grows from the ground. It's detached. It's not a utensil. It's not metal. It's not susceptible to tumah. It's great schach. So why is this no good? Ain't a sukkah. It's not a sukkah because again, it's, you don't have tasa. You don't have tasa. It's got to be tasa of lomana asoi. You have to build the walls and then build the schach. Here he's digging into the actual, you know, pile of straw, and the schach is just coming automatically. It's not that he's building walls and then a schach. So since the building the sukkah is out of order, right, so that's why it would be invalid, and therefore you can't just dig into a heap of straw to make a little tunnel to make it as a sukkah. That wouldn't be good. But of course, if you were to take, you know, a saw and just cut off the whole top layer of the straw, and then put it back on top, so then he's doing it in the right order, and that would make it kosher. And that wraps up the two Mishnahs for today.